Time now for Howard. Bad things came in threes for the Boston Celtics last night. They lost their third game in a row on the road in Phoenix, giving the Suns their first win with Shaquille O'Neal at center. Our own big man, Howard Bryant, joins us now from Florida. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Scott, you may think that I have abandoned my family to come to Florida, and it's true. But I'm working, trust me, I am working.
That's none of our business. I know lots of people tried to tell you not to do. And by the way, I said Tampa Devil Rays, they're now the Rays, right?
They are the Rays. There is no more Devil in the Devil Rays.
I stand corrected. Listen, before this week, the Celtics were 16-0 against teams in the Western Division, but as soon as they passed the Rockies, they seemed to lose their defense this trip.
Well, the thing about what's happening in basketball this year, and it's really fascinating, it's a lot of fun, and if you're a basketball fan, this has been a great year, is you have a lot of movement. You have great trades happening. You've got a lot of teams. If you look at the Western Conference, you've got 9 or 10 teams that are separated by 3 or 4 games in terms of making the playoffs or being a 1 seed or being a 9 seed or being an 8 seed, and then the other 9 or 10 guys aren't even going to make the playoffs, even though they're very, very good teams. And so what's happening with the Celtics is that they're the sunburst of the NBA this year, the team that wasn't expected to do much. And now they're the best, you know, they've got the best record in the NBA, and they're starting to hit a real roadblock, and people are starting to wonder now if maybe that big record isn't as impressive as it seems in the standings.
Are they just getting tired?
Well, that's been the big question. You have a lot of teams out there that are prepared to win in the postseason. San Antonio, and with the trades that the Lakers made and the Suns made with Shaquille O'Neal, you have veteran teams in the Celtics. They've got 3 guys, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett, and if those 3 guys aren't right, essentially, they're just not going to be able to compete, so their stamina is really going to determine how far they go.
Let me ask you, as the trade deadline loomed on Thursday, a 3-team deal between Cleveland, Chicago, and Seattle.
Yeah, and you've got that, the big question.
The Ben Wallace era is over.
The Ben Wallace era in Chicago is over, but the question when you watch Cleveland has always been, well, when is LeBron James going to get some sort of help because he's a one-man team? Yeah. I'm not sure they're a better team with Ben Wallace. They're probably going to be a tougher team in the postseason because they'll be able to rebound. They'll be a little stronger down low. But I'm not sure offensively that he got any more help. It's going to be very interesting to see if that deal helps them at all.
Shaq and Kobe kiss and make up?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, especially if they meet in the Western Conference Finals. I think that's going to be the most fantastic playoff series or playoff that we've had in a long time because you're looking at teams in the first round that would usually meet in the conference finals. I can't wait to see if San Antonio, I mean, they are the defending champions and no one's talking about them. A San Antonio Phoenix final would be great with Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal. A Los Angeles Phoenix final would be phenomenal, of course, with Shaq and Kobe. And then let's not forget Dallas that now has Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki. It's just, it's about time that you have a great deal of parity and a lot of teams outside of the 2 or 3 that the NBA had been marketing.
And speaking finally of pro basketball, I want to ask you about Indiana University's coach Kelvin Sampson, who got a buyout deal with the team yesterday after violating NCAA rules.
Well, Kelvin Sampson has clearly made a phenomenal mistake, and phenomenal is the word for it, since he was in trouble in the first place. And so to see his career fall apart over recruiting violations after he had already been warned is a real, I don't know if it's a cautionary tale, but it is a tragedy on his part, because I just keep asking myself, how could you be so dumb?
Yeah. Well, Howard, nice talking to you as always. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine.